Hey peeps, welcome back to the Fortnightly podcast. I'm your host, Commander24. I'm here with BritBoy96 and Falcon Hunter.
Hello. Hi.
Today we are breaking down yesterday's 23.40 update. So let's drop from the battle bus and get straight into this. With this update, we have been given an event slash nickname and has tag called Fortnite Most Wanted, referring the most wanted pictures from around the map that have appeared in last update. As well as a name, this update brought us a new lobby screen of four bikes parked by a wall. This is our first lobby background change this season. What's your guys' thoughts?
I quite like the new lobby background. I think it's very artistically done. It's better than looking at the same one we've been looking at for the last 7 weeks.
I like it because it has bikes.
Yeah, I think it looks like a cool feature.
Yeah.
I think about time to have a change. It makes the game feel a little bit fresh. A lot of this season's felt quite boring so far.
What was the old thingy?
I think it was like the Citadel or something. It's like a forged picture of the Citadel.
Oh, yeah, it was in the woods.
Yeah. From the woods, yeah. It was a bit boring. Not very.
I like it just because it's got dirt bikes and because it, when you're on a dirt bike and you're getting shot at and you're just like, when you're like, I'm in danger, and then you just ride off. And they're like, huh?
As well as the new background, Epic Games has dropped in some new exotic guns, refreshing the gameplay up. So we have the new Hesitated Breacher shotgun. Sounds very interesting. Similar to the Heavy, but with a smaller crosshair, which is basically the little aim thing when you aim with your gun. Then
this shotgun, by the way, is perfect for destroying walls and any form of cover.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
One shot can blast through the walls at the Bruins if they haven't taken any.
Because normally it
takes
about two or three shots with a normal.
But that one from a distance for smashing through walls in the gameplay I've seen a bit.
Yeah. So there's the Hesitated Explosive Assault Rifle, which is, isn't it like the Red Eye?
Yeah, it looks to be a version of the Red Eye that basically fires an explosive projectiles. So basically kind of like a boom bow, similar to the boom bow.
Better than a gun.
I think it's going to do less damage than the boom bow did.
And there's the Hesitated Accelerant Shotgun. The movement speed and fire rate of this exotic shotgun increases as the damage enemies with it. So it's basically, as you damage the enemies, I think the movement speed and the fire rate of it goes up, because when I tried it, it's like a Maven, I think. It's a Maven, and then you shoot them, you get a chili chug kind of style.
You get like a chili splash effect.
Yeah.
That's going to be good, but I can see a lot of people carrying that. It's going to get quite irritating, I think.
It's hard to get, though.
Yeah. I got it
off a player.
Yeah. So the next one is the Heisted Run and Gun SMG. So this exotic SMG basically infuses you with slap and then self-reloads while you're sprinting. So that's every spray player's dream weapon, I think. By the looks of it was sort of themed after the P60 SMG, but obviously with this weird black red looking look to it.
Yeah. Like, there was skins in the item shop and you had to do quests.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember what they're called. Yeah, specific one to that one there. So we've got Heisted. The last one is the Heisted Blink Mag SMG, which is basically a variation of the Twin Mag. This exotic SMG temporarily gives you the 0 point dash ability after reloading. Which we've already got like an augment that gives you 0 point dash. I don't see what the point of having a gun that does it is. But I think it's all cool that these exotics have like special abilities with them rather than just being a gun that deals extra damage. Definitely, I hope this is something they're going to do with the exotics going forward.
So, Brit Boy and Falcon Hunter, what's your thoughts of these guns?
Well, they're the first exotics of the season and the first exotics that we've got for this chapter. I think this, like, I don't like how they're basically just the same guns we've already got with a special ability and a slot, repainted. Would have been nice for them to be something completely, like, have a completely different look.
Or just mash all of them together.
No, just it would have been nice if the shotguns didn't look like the shotguns we already had, just with new paint jobs. Other than that, I really like it. I like the concept of having them with the guns. Slight overkill, I think, with the augment feature being released this season as well. But at least they've given like a few weeks of a break between doing it. So they haven't dropped this and the augments at once.
Yeah. So, Falcon Hunter, what's your thoughts?
They're OP.
Okay. On top of these new exotics, the following were exotics that were also unvaulted, which many of them may have been you guys, like, OP weapons to you. So there's the hand cannon, pretty good. There's the dual pistols.
I'm so excited to run those again. I love good. Love good dual pistols. They're not going to be as fast as the
Deadpool.
The tactical ones. But I love the way it looks when you've got two pistols.
Yeah. And then there's the heavy sniper, which did some
damage. It's been nerfed a little since it was last in the game. I don't want to be getting.
I tried to hit some people. It one shot builds.
Yeah.
So I'm not feeling good about this.
Yeah.
So there's a Hot Rock Julies.
Woo! Gotta love the Hot Rock Julies. And the suppressed pistol has returned as well as the boom sniper.
But imagine the Hot Rock Julies and soaring sprints.
Oh yeah, run, jump, hit somebody, jump again.
Booms and the boom sniper. And so let's talk about the new heat feature that Epic has added in during this update in the Fortnite's Most Wanted. Opening vaults and eliminating opponents will raise your heat level, as I should say, in a match trackable by flame icons in your HUD. When you have any amount of heat, cold-blooded members will become more hostile. You'll become visible to other players on the mini-map, so they'll kind of see your icon where you're hiding. And you'll be more visible to other players in the environment. Each heat level comes with benefits, though. So
for one heat, an eliminated opponent drops more bars. For two heat, which is two flames, your movement speed increases by 15% and you'll regenerate up to 100 health out of combat. For three heat, your movement speed increases by 20%, and you'll regenerate up to 100 health and 50 shield out of combat.
Jeez.
And if you get up to four heat, your movement speed will be increased by 25%, and you'll regenerate up to 100% health and 100% shield out of combat.
Jeez.
So yeah, let's all have fun while the sweats get even more OP powers. Imagine all that plus everything else. Like, a lot of people are just going to get themselves on four heat just for the self-healing, so they don't have to carry heals. That's going to be really irritating. Just
sorry to any of you that are sweats, but sweats are annoying.
Yeah, it's kind of irritating me at the moment that a lot of the things they seem
they
to be adding
They should give
in,
the noobs.
Yeah, they seem to be adding in a lot of features that benefit the sweats and don't like benefit the OG players or the new players.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's gonna have a negative impact on Fortnite eventually, because nobody new is gonna want to start the game when there's sweaty people running around just getting 25 kills and ending you in the first 30 seconds of your match.
Yeah. But, so really, it's really bad that they're getting more and we're not getting anything.
Yeah. But do you know what? I think it's a cool feature. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Maybe like it's not going to be so easy for sweats to get up to 4 heat. I'm really hoping that's quite a difficult thing to do. But then again, heat is something you could buy in match.
I'm pretty good. So, and I only got up to 1 heat and I came second.
Oh, okay.
So
hopefully then, fingers crossed, it's not an easy thing to do. But I know that you can go up to the most wanted signs and you can pay for more heat or pay for less heat. So if you're sick and tired of people knowing where you are, you can just go and pay for it to go away. But at the same time, if you want that 25% extra movement and 100% health,
if any
shield,
of you save up your gold.
Well, yeah.
Good.
Saving up gold this season is going to be even harder than it was before. It's already annoying enough with having to shuffle through augments all the time.
Well, right here, in this update, it gives us more gold.
Only if you're at 1 heat, though, isn't it?
But, and then, even from chests, I got more gold.
Oh, you've been experiencing heavier gold, have you? That's good that they've upped it, because it was...
I got 25. I got 25 from every chest.
Oh, nice. So, once again, in this update, Epic Games has blessed us with 4 new augments. However, 2 of the augments will only be staying till the most wanted event ends, which is in 2 weeks' time. So, they are the Exotic Grab Bag, which is basically, if you get this augment, you receive a random heisted exotic weapon. So that's one of the 4 guns we were talking about earlier. Sniper Surplus. Your sniper rifle will have one extra ammo in the magazine.
He must die.
But that one will also be leaving after. So that both of those 2 will be leaving in the 23.50 update.
There's Key Master, which grants 2 keys for opening holo chests. So you get 2 keys and you could go to the holo chest. You can get exotics from the holo chests, but really it's good, basically. And then there's Last Shots. Sounds magical. The last 2 bullets of your pistol's magazine deals bonus damage. Very interesting. As well as all of this, there's the chance to earn a free skin via the most wanted quests. Finally, we also saw the arrival of a new NA central server, which will help with, I don't know how to say that.
That's right. So we've got the new North American central server. This is going to really help the latency for players within Mexico and the United States, central United States, sorry. I believe from what I've been seeing, a lot of the new tournaments and FNFC stuff's going to be hosted via there. So hopefully that will make those games a little bit easier. Obviously splitting off that load as well from the NA.
Yeah.
NA server is going to be good, because at the moment, I play on NA because I find the European servers to be horrible. And a lot of my friends play on NA because they're in the NA East servers. So it will take a lot of load, it will lighten that load a lot, which will make that server much better. But it's nice. We just need some more servers that aren't American. Maybe like a British server, so I don't have to play with European people.
Because some of them speak languages that we don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you load into a lobby and sometimes you've got like a German person being all like, German! And then there's like a Swedish person talking Swedish and like so many different languages. But you American people, you've got it easy. Everyone in Canada speaks American. Most Mexicans speak American. Well, English, should I say. Like, you're surrounded by a bunch of countries that all speak the same language as you. England is not so lucky.
Americans are English, basically. Just they got an accent.
Oh, gosh. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. But you know what I mean? Like,
you've got three servers for one, like, a bunch of countries that all speak the same language, yet you've got, like, at least seven countries all crammed into one European server. Please, give us some more European-y
yeah.
servers over our direction. We need the offload. I want to be able to run just, like, an England server, like, 2 a.m. in the morning when all English people are asleep. So it's easy.
AI.
So it's AI. Really easy.
Dee-dee.
Exactly.
Can you get AI lobbies?
Bot lobbies?
Yeah.
If you've got an account that's lower than 5, that's either in the lobby or the account itself, you'll be in a bot lobby. Other than that, you pretty much just have to be really bad at playing the game to get a bot lobby.
But and then the more you play.
So that pretty much, like, rounds up yeah. most of it. Oh, actually, no, it doesn't. I completely forgot to add. So motorboats have been removed, and all bows and bow-related augments have been removed during the Most Wanted event.
Yeah.
So that's refreshing, because I hate the bow augments with a passion. It's going to mix up the meta a lot, not have it, like, the meta for this season with all
everyone the new heat likes, feature. Everyone loves the Taco Tuesday bow.
Yeah.
The stinky bow.
But that's going to be, like, it's going to be interesting watching people adapt back over to snipers. I know there's probably a lot of people that are, like, happy about this because they don't like the bows anyway.
I hate the bows.
But I think they've really shook up the game this update.
Yeah.
They just needed more POI changes.
It's they should the one have made, like, cyber bows. Because, or, like, not, like, primal bows. Because it didn't really fit the theme of this season. Maybe like...
Just bows in general. We didn't need to call it a primal stink bow or a mechanical bow. You could have just called it a bow.
A bow and arrow.
Yeah.
A stick with a rope on it and a stick with a rock and feathers that you shoot.
So, yeah, with the bows gone, boats are gone.
Yeah.
A bunch of new augments, these new exotics. It's been a big update. It's the update we've sort of needed from the start. I mean, like, we had the Raven not too long ago.
Yeah.
Which I think has been deactivated.
Mm.
No, Raven, I think that's, like, birds in the sky, not Raven as in the hawk, sorry. Ignore me, I'm having a moment. It's a very small update in retrospect, but, like, it's a lot of stuff to mix up the meta, so the game's going to really feel refreshing, but... It's 23.50 really needs to come with some, like, location changes, because I am so tired of this map. This map wasn't too big to begin with. The Break fact that it is just
Citadel, Anvil Square.
Yeah, like, none of them have changed, though. Like, they're still the exact same as they were in the beginning of the chapter.
There should be something happening with the Tilted Tower clock, like breaking or something.
Yeah, just...
Because we've had too much Tilted.
They've built the Rift Gate. That has been it. So that Rift Gate needs to bring something really fun.
Apparently, something's coming.
Me.
But,
I'm coming.
So
for
that
you.
That's my main wish for 2350. Is some actual location changes or some things added to the island. Like, I don't know, putting a boat in the water or something. I don't know. But it just needs to be a little bit more different. I'm tired of going to the same spots every single time I log into the game. How about you, 24?
I do want to see some more map changes. Maybe, like, they start the Rift Gate breaks or something. We get to see what's coming.
Part of the Citadel gets replaced. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Like, or the thing, they start the portal up and it explodes and it destroys, like, half of the map.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Like, it starts splitting in half or in, like, quarters. And then, you know, all of the people, the ice person, the prisoner, and the cube queen and the herald, they come back.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And then they all have sections of the islands.
Oh, areas of the island, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And it splits cool. and falls.
And there's a big bad in each one that you can kill and take the mythic.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And then there's something in the middle, like the 0 point.
Yeah.
That's a good map. Idea.
Hopefully they do that. Maybe for the next chapter and it just starts off that way.
Everything That'd be really explodes.
Fun. Anything you want to see, Falcon, in V23.50?
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff. Okay. Well, to be fair, we haven't had the Firefly or the flamethrower gun yet that was teased.
Yeah.
Fortnite is born on the motorway.
No, it isn't. It's good.
Then why is it such a mistake?
It isn't.
Why is it such an accident?
Right. So, I would definitely want... I think the ramps that are in the matches shouldn't be breakable. I feel like they should be, like, you can't break them.
Yeah.
Because when you're trying to go with a cowcatcher car, it breaks it, and you could have gone up the ramp and landed on someone.
Yeah, that'd be quite funny.
Oh, if you...
You did a turtle added, flip on your...
If they added cows into the game, and you were just storming through a cow field, and then all you saw was Big Betty getting...
I keep meaning to see what happens if you throw a cow catcher on the floor and then you hit it with a shockwave. Does it go flying, or does it stay still?
No, it stays still.
Oh, can you imagine just sending one of those flying? Like, just goes up in the air, comes down.
There's a trick
like, if you do it
on
into
the
a building,
ice. If you're getting shot on the ice, throw down a cow catcher both sides and you can hide in it.
Mm.
You can make, like, a little base, no mats, and you only got cowcatcher and guns.
But imagine if you could just send, like, a flying cowcatcher through a building.
Oh!
But yeah, that pretty much concludes everything in the V23 update, 2340 update. Thank you again for checking out this podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope to catch you on the next loop.
Bye!
Bye.
See ya, peeps! Have a good day.